This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. As we take you guys up until 2 here on the program, it's that time of the show where we get to the mixed bag. And you know one thing about the mixed bag? We're always giddy about hearing a lot of sounds.
Let me tell you this. We went to get coffee.
Yep.
Right? After having a conversation with you about the Joshua and Paul fight.
Yep.
Both J-Fig and Leroy decided to saunter down to the kitchen, right?
Yep.
And I told them, hey, guys, we're getting back on the air. Like, guys, we're back on the air.
No, but
guys,
I was coming fixing because I dropped things.
I don't so give a damn. We don't care.
Okay, well, I was fixing
the
it.
The hobnobbery just knows no bounds.
It's absolutely ridiculous. No. Leroy, did I not say, guys, we're going back on the air?
Yes.
Why didn't you follow?
Because he was hobnobbing.
I wasn't hobnobbing. Right. I was trying to get to the empty box. I was investigating.
So you really did play Leroy P.I.?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I'm like, wow.
Minus one, dude.
I said, wow. Hey, man.
Minus one for Sass.
I'm not being sassy at all.
We need a hobnobbery.
I got it. Give me the button. I got it up here.
For hobnobbery.
There you go.
Mixed bag time. Panthers are back. Oh, the Panthers are back. Love the Panthers. And really, I love Paul Maurice. You guys love Paul Maurice?
Yeah. I do love him.
Yes.
He's the best. This is what Paul had to say on how the Cats turned it around.
Lusterana came back. I mean, the start of the month, we got beat by Toronto. We got beat. Like, I'm not saying that we got beat. But Verhaeghe and Lusterana are out. That made our number 8. And when you get to that number, you're going to have a hard time. And then Carter he didn't have the baby. His wife had a baby. But the next night he came in, we got a point. We played a little bit better. And then Lusterana came back to our lineup. So now you're back to a more manageable number of injuries. And I think we'd started to play better, and then we got pounded by Colorado, and there was just a lot of things that we don't do. But it almost was a blessing in disguise. Back-to-back, it exposed everything. And from that point on, we've been better, much better. We gave up more than we want to give up tonight, for sure. But I think that's a function of context, because of the Dallas game and the Tampa Bay game, we played pretty darn well.
You always hear 16.
There you go. Paul Maurice. I love hearing it, man. Guys just got the great explanation of everything when it comes down to it, right? Like, who knocks it down to a science on the schedule more like Paul Maurice? Know what I'm saying?
I mean, he breaks it down and actually gives you an explanation. Like, but the thing is, he's been the two, right? He wasn't here with the first one. Was he here with the first?
He's here for all three, dude.
Okay.
You talking about three. The cups?
Yeah, three.
The cup run.
So he's been here for three and been to three Stanley Cup finals.
You good?
Then, yeah, you're going to kind of listen and say. So and wise. He's always been consistent with that. He doesn't, like, sugarcoat it. He tells you how it is.
It sounds like he's just like, you know, when we had eight guys out, too many.
Like, yeah. It's like, now we have a reasonable amount.
Six, much better. Yeah. Eight, too much.
It also matters what to come back.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course.
So that means they're going to get like two jolts of like energy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting. When
Chucky comes back.
Chucky under the Christmas tree.
Right. And then when Barkey comes back towards the end of the year.
They started building the Winter Classic rink yesterday.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah. They closed the roof. They're putting all the ice down in for it. So
here's a funny thing, right? Because I'm covering it. So
they also announced someone who's performing.
Who?
Who?
Pitbull.
That no Is role model. Role model.
Who's that?
The guy that sings Sally was at the.
Yeah.
I don't know that person. Yeah. What were you saying about Vlad? Clever in it.
All the stuff is happening. All they love the NHL loves Los Olas. They love, you know, ER. But everything's happening in Miami.
Right. We don't have a ball. We don't have anywhere else outdoors to put it. Where are you going to put it? At the Pink's place?
I get that, but all
no,
the,
no, no.
All
you can't be out
you
outdoors.
You can't be out outside. That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
So
way too
you
out.
So you can't be. That's what I'm saying. All the events, but they usually most of the events are in Los Olas and Fort Lauderdale, but they're trying to get it to go to Miami.
I think
they got stuff around Lone Depot Park. You know, there's not that.
There's not. But I think it's gonna be a cool thing. It seems like that's gonna be an awesome event to go to.
Can't wait.
The Cats and I don't know. I'd like to go, but I haven't cemented my thoughts on it or not.
Dude.
Man.
You know what that box would be filled with.
Mike McDaniel.
I don't even think we get a box.
Mike McDaniel.
I mean, we don't get a box, Vlad.
Mike McDaniel.
He was asked if Tua's injuries are to blame for him stinking up the joint.
No, it's his arm and his head.
The Tua hip injury last year, he had one in college and the concussions. Do you think any of these ailments have contributed to his play?
It would be super irresponsible for me to project that. You know, I think the part of coaching is I'm trying to reach people. And when I'm trying to improve stuff it doesn't work, then I try something else. I don't, you know, correlation causation, you know, that's I think would be irresponsible for me to pinpoint. The fact of the matter is that it, you know, to beat the Bengals, to you know, start at the quarterback position for the Miami Dolphins. I was convicted in Quinn being the choice this week, and I don't know a lot of the far questions that you guys or the far-reaching answers and questions that you guys are kind of that I can understand that you guys are interested in, because I don't allow myself to live there. I'm not trying to. I've been trying to coach and trying to improve.
Take a knee, Mike.
And,
just take a knee.
When things
just go minus one.
You know, aren't to the standard, I have to change it.
All right. Good for you. You know what you need to change? Word efficiency.
It's a big word for me, dog.
He is not efficient when it comes to words.
Minus one for rambling.
Too much.
It's like enough.
So
you know what? It could have ended just after like, no, it's irresponsible to say it's the injury. Done.
He said convicted. I'm like, yeah, you should be.
For droning on.
So
convict him, Detective Ward. Throw the book at him.
So I wouldn't hold on, let me get a donut. So I'm one of those people that I believe if you're playing that you're well enough to play. If he wasn't well enough to play, then between training staff and the coaching staff, they should have said, your health is not allowing you to do what you need to do, and give them a way out, right? But that's not the case. So I'm not going to put it on injuries. Mentally, that's a whole nother conversation. Because you can clearly see in some of the things he was doing on the football field that he didn't play with the same conviction that he did in years past, right? If he made a mistake, he could always say, I didn't see that guy. I was trying to hit so-and-so from there.
Two are usually good after a big mistake. That's right. Usually how he has bounced back.
But it just looks like he's trying too hard to satisfy too many people, right? Because he doesn't have that kind of arrogance where he would just say, F these people, and go out and play his game and not give a damn about anybody else. He doesn't have that in him.
Shouldn't a quarter of a Billy give
you that
confidence?
No, like, Vlad, money doesn't make you somebody that you're not. It just doesn't. Like, it should. You would think that with a contract of that size, he would play with more confidence.
More swag. Like, yeah.
That's not confidence.
Well, he did come out with swag. It was show me the money.
No, okay. But you know what I'm saying. That's not confident. He's not playing confident. And no matter how much support you can give him, if he can't get past that in his own head, then there's nothing nobody could do. So, you know what? Hey, why don't you try some coaching? Why don't you sit on the side with me and you see what we're seeing and then go from there?
You know what's going to happen on Sunday, right?
He's going to get hurt and then Tua's going to go back in.
It's going to be a 3rd and 4. Everybody's covered. And Ewers is going to run out of the pocket and get a 1st down. He's going to get 5 yards and get a 1st down. The crowd's going to go crazy. And the camera's going to pan to Tua.
So it ain't even about a pass. It's not even about a pass.
It might not even be about a pass.
Right.
This is Quinn Ewers. He said this is what he did to stay ready. He made sure.
Yeah, well, I think that just preparing week in and week out with the mental, you know, whether I'm playing or not, just the mentality that I am going in there to play and trying to be ready. And just, you know, that at the end of the day, that's our jobs is me and Zach. And any backup quarterback and
Zach ain't on your program
when your name is called. And I think that I think I've done a good job of, you know, studying, even though I'm not getting any reps with the ones prior to this week. And I think I've done a good job showing them that.
See, when I say, remember I said you got to play the part before mm-hmm. you can play the part. Did you hear how Shadur talked after he got his opportunity? Like, sometimes it's very, even if he's right, it puts people off, right? Even though, like, I think Shadur deserves to be playing. Quinn, what did he say? He said he was the consummate professional in that conversation right there.
He's already mastered.
I've been preparing like as if I was going to play, so I've been doing mental reps. And we've heard all of this, and it makes you feel confident throwing him in there. Yeah. Right? He didn't say, you know what Shadur said? Man, he said, I just had 3 days of preparation. Imagine if I get a whole offseason.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you supposed to have been doing all that stuff.
It was such a great press conference yesterday for Quinn Ewers. You want to know why?
Because it wasn't Tua.
Perfectly bland. Just bland QB talk.
QB talk.
QB talk. Just nothing interesting. He was asked about Joe Burrow.
Oh, he's new to the game, though.
He's like, oh, Joe Burrow, can't wait. He didn't say Joe Burrow could do twice the things that I could do. It was just a bland QB press conference. What?
He's new to the game.
Well, that's good. I like it.
But that's just young, you know.
Time out.
What?
You're not giving Tua that's not shooting Tua any bail. He's been 6 years in the game. He should have known better with some of the things he was saying this season.
No, I know.
So, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Not shooting him anymore.
No, I didn't say no. I just said that one of the reasons why he hasn't gone rogue, you see a lot of quarterbacks been in the game for a long time. You know, they say some of them things.
Schmeathen says, go look at Ewer's Twitter. Hasn't tweeted in months, and his first tweet since being named starter was to sell merch. I saw that. You know what definitely happened? I'm telling you exactly what happened.
Hey.
Whoever Quinn Ewer's turtle is, whoever his like his guy, hey, we got to hop on this, Quinn. Sell the merch.
Oh,
and they are the
are you kidding?
And by the way, they are the worst shirts I've ever seen in my life. They're like the most generic aqua number 14 jerseys. I'm like, did you make these at Etsy? Like, where did you get these bum ass T-shirts that you
made? Oh, he made it at home with the cricket.
Big Spoon could make him way better shirts in her house than this guy had.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send y'all a picture of my jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You didn't go to the Christmas party yet? Or had,
it's Saturday.
Oh, my God. You bedazzled.
Like a handsome cow.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. Oh, it's not.
Are you a sheriff?
In that big time.
No. There's a new sheriff in town here.
No.
Goes by the name of Reggie Hammond.
No, man, let me tell you something. The only good news is Canes play at 12.
We'll take a break. More to come. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.